This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, March 4th. There is a possibility of a strong thunderstorm moving into the area this evening that could bring hail and damaging winds. A high of 83 and low of 63 are expected today. Here are today's headlines. Former President Donald Trump is expected to easily win Tuesday's Texas primary, putting him a significant step closer to sealing the GOP nomination for president. A dominant performance in Texas could mean much more, cementing Trump's hold on the state party, solidifying the position of his leading political supporters, and reshaping the state's political landscape for years to come. Toward that end, Trump has delivered endorsements in races for the Texas legislature, local and down-ballot contests that are typically below the notice of presidential candidates. He has worked to boost key allies, such as Ken Paxton, lashing out at several House Republicans who voted last year to impeach the Attorney General. Trump also has endorsed four House candidates who hope to defeat incumbents who opposed Governor Greg Abbott's school choice agenda. And how ready are you for the polls? The Texas primary election is March 5th. The Dallas Morning News Voter Guide can help prepare you to cast your ballot. Check out the guide today at dallasnews.com/voterguide to compare candidates, get recommendations, and build your own ballot. Once again, that's dallasnews.com/voterguide. Next, according to officials, a 20-year-old University of Texas at Dallas student reported missing February 24th was found dead. Richardson police confirmed the death of sophomore Andrew Zhao Lee. His cause of death is under investigation. Police said his body was not found on campus, and they do not believe there is a threat to the university community. In other news, Megan Tully is more accustomed to being in front of cameras as an actress and filmmaker than trying to rent out properties on Airbnb. But with the total solar eclipse around the corner on April 8th, she's looking to Dallas as a city that could help her earn money off a property she manages. Tully, a manager for Los Angeles-based Creators Capital, a startup studio that manages content houses for artists and entrepreneurs, is renting out a property in Dallas. She and the company are trying to capitalize on the buzz the once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon generates. On Friday, one particular five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath home was going for $888 a night, and the rate could rise to $1,000 leading up to and immediately after the eclipse that will not happen again in the U.S. until 2044. Tully is like thousands of others looking to win big from the eclipse. There's been a 1,000% increase in searches for properties in the path of totality, according to a report from San Francisco-based property rental service Airbnb. With a month left to go until the total solar eclipse engulfs parts of Texas in darkness, Airbnb communication manager Haven Thorne said 40% of properties in the path of totality remain available. It's partly because the eclipse has encouraged a new wave of people to list their properties on rental platforms like Airbnb. And more than 61,000 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumplings sold at Trader Joe's are being recalled for possibly containing hard plastic. The Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service noted that the now recalled dumplings, which are produced by the California-based CJ Foods Manufacturing Beaumont Corp., may be contaminated with foreign materials, specifically hard plastic from a permanent marker pen. The recall arrives after consumers reported finding hard plastic in the Trader Joe's branded products. To date, no related illnesses or injuries have been reported. The 6-ounce Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings under recall were produced on December 7th of last year. In an online notice about the recall, Trader Joe's asked consumers to throw the impacted dumplings away or return them to any store location for a full refund. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.